Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists, where the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world, caring for souls for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are nearing the end of a new series entitled Contemplating the Prayer, Pondering Anew the Prayer of Jesus. This is a new series of 12 podcasts and blogs that focus a bit deeper on the words and meanings of the ancient prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer. Today's theme is the Blessed Doxology. Let me begin by reading today's Lectio Divina from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 10 through 13. And I'll be reading from the Message Bible. David blessed God in full view of the entire congregation. Blessed are you, God of Israel, our Father from of old and forever. To you, O God, belong the greatness and the might, the glory, the victory, the majesty, the splendor, yes, everything in heaven, everything on earth, the kingdom, all yours. You've raised yourself high over all. Riches and glory come from you. You're ruler over all. You hold strength and power in the palm of your hand to build up and strengthen all. And here we are, O God, our God, giving thanks to you, praising your splendid name. As you probably realized when reading the Lord's Prayer in the New Testament, neither Gospel writer, Matthew or Luke, includes this beautiful phrase in the text, "For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever." So the obvious question is, how in the world did these words get attached to Jesus' prayer? Well, first of all, let's define what the phrase actually is. In biblical traditions, a phrase such as this is called a doxology. A doxology is a term that comes from two ancient Greek words, doxa, which means glory, and loga, which means saying, and is a short hymn of praise to God, a glory saying, and is found most commonly at the end of canticles, psalms, chants, and hymns. While there are literally dozens of doxologies in our Christian tradition, most churchgoers today associate the following words as being the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. This familiar text, which is sometimes called the common doxology, first appeared in 1674 and was written by a hymn writer named Thomas Ken. But when it comes to dating well-known doxologies, the words that appear at the end of the Lord's Prayer far outdates them all. Historians tell us that the first time pieces of the phrase, "For thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever and ever," are associated with the Lord's Prayer is in the Didache, chapter 8, verse 2, also known as the teaching of the 12 apostles, dating way back to the first century. Actually, it shouldn't surprise us to find that the early church added this doxology to the prayer, because ever since the days of King David, Jews have regularly used shortened versions of the Kaddish, a hymn of praise, to serve as a closing thought or finishing touch to a section of traditional Hebrew worship service. Jesus, who so many times throughout his three-year ministry called himself the Son of David, would have been very familiar with the many hymns of praise used in the synagogue, and many Bible scholars believe the doxology of the Lord's Prayer just might have had its origin from David's powerful prayer of blessing found in today's text from 1 Chronicles chapter 29. So let's look a bit closer at each line of this beautiful doxology. For thine is the kingdom. As we discussed earlier, the kingdom is a huge theme in Jesus' message. So when we declare, for thine is the kingdom, we are saying that God and God alone has the right to rule and reign over all creation. It was Him who made the universe. It's Him who keeps the universe in place. And ultimately, it is Him who has the full right to determine its future. No questions asked. No room for negotiations or discussion. Case closed. The power. The best way to understand this word power is to compare it with another word found in the New Testament, authority. If you recall in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus tells His disciples, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." That's the NIV. In New Testament Greek, there are two different words that are used interchangeably when talking about Jesus' ability to do what He was doing. First, there was power, dunamis, for Jesus to heal the sick, multiply bread and fish, and walk on water, etc. And secondly, there was His authority, exousia, to do the things He was doing. Putting it in today's language, Superman and the Incredible Hulk have the physical power, the dunamis, to stop a car or two. But while a policeman or a policewoman can't stop a car by his or her physical power, dunamis, they certainly can stop a car or multiple cars by using the authority, the exousia, which has been given to them through the badge and the uniform they wear. So when we say, thine is the kingdom and the power, we are saying God has both the dunamis, the physical power, and the exousia, the authority, to hold all things in the universe together for the greater glory of God. Which now brings us to, and the glory. In ancient Hebrew literature, there was a word used to describe the manifest presence of God, or the place where God dwells. This is the word Shekinah, and it is sometimes used to describe the unspeakable glory or indescribable brightness of the face of God. When the prophet Isaiah found himself in the presence of the Almighty, see Isaiah 6, or John of Patmos stands in the throne room of God in Revelation 4, the holiness or the glory, the Shekinah of God is so thick and rich, nothing else on earth or in heaven can ever compare to it. It's this glory we ascribe to God when we add this phrase, and the glory, to the end of the Lord's Prayer. And finally, forever and ever. Simply put, we're finishing up our prayer by agreeing with the biblical truth that God is the Alpha, the beginning, and the Omega, the end, and everything in between. Forever and ever is just another way of saying eternity belongs to God. God belongs to eternity. His kingdom, rule, and reign is forever, world without end. Amen. And speaking of amen, join us next time as we conclude this short podcast series on Jesus' powerful prayer, and we'll talk about amen. Agreed? Will you pray with me today as we close? Father God, earlier in the prayer we say, hallowed be thy name. Now we conclude this powerful prayer by speaking out with full certainty this beautiful doxology. Just as King David spoke a similar glory saying 1,000 years before the birth of Christ, and the early church did the same nearly 2,000 years ago, I now add my glory saying to my prayers, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. For your name's sake, amen. So here are some questions to consider. Similar to the Apostles' Creed, this ancient doxology spoken at the conclusion of the Lord's Prayer defines what I actually believe about God. What ramifications or practical applications come into my life today because of these foundational truths? Well, finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as we ponder together on the Lord's Prayer today. go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God presence. And may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.